Motown artist Tammy Terrell was just 24 when she died of a brain tumor in 1970, but she was already a star thanks to her duets with Marvin Gaye, including Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Even before her big break with Gaye, Terrell had a promising solo career. Now, for the first time, her solo recordings have been collected into an anthology. It's called Come On and See Me. Oliver Wang has our review.
Tammy Terrell was a Philly girl who became a star performing on local television before being discovered by Scepter Records in 1960. Born Thomasina Montgomery, she recorded as Tammy Montgomery, barely 15 when Scepter put her to work covering Sherelle's songs. Bubblegum, however, was not the teenager's strong suit. Montgomery possessed a preternaturally mature voice that could not only belt with the best of them, but her volume was matched with a sophisticated sense of phrasing that laid the groundwork for such later singers as Dionne Warwick. I know it's wrong and yet. Oh, how I crave a sinner's devotion. This early phase of Montgomery's career yielded a number of impressive singles, and if all you know of the singer's work are her duets with Marvin Gaye, it's worth revisiting her recordings with other R&B talents, including her one-time boyfriend, James Brown. If you don't think that I cry, well now you know that I would die. Oh, you better change. Motown's Berry Gordy heard Montgomery in a Detroit club in 1965, signed her, and renamed the singer Tammy Terrell. In 1967, producer Harvey Fuqua struck upon the idea of pairing Terrell with his protege, Marvin Gaye. Their vocal chemistry was instantly compelling, despite the fact that they tracked most of their early hits during separate recording sessions. Here's Terrell singing her half of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, with an uncredited male vocalist serving as a placeholder for Gaye. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, Terrell fell ill in late 1967, and Motown fixated on cranking out more duets, giving short shrift to her solo work. Even on Irresistible, her lone Motown LP, the label cannibalized some of her solo songs and remixed them into duets. Motown also mothballed some of her best tracks, including this Stevie Wonder pen gem that Terrell recorded in 1966 that went unreleased for decades. Terrell's death at 24 is one of soul music's great tragedies, and it's impossible not to wonder what her career and Gaye's might have been under better circumstances. Nevertheless, the new collection, Come On and See Me, finally presents her full range of talent and personality and assures Terrell will never be left forgotten or forsaken.